and like seems to be a coward, etc. But actually this is a sign of iman, that the person cries easily out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith we did yesterday, and Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qala, لَمَّا اشْتَدَّ بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَجِعُهُ قِيلَ لَهُ فِي الصَّلَاةِ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he says that when it was became severe, the pain and the pangs and the sickness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was told to him that it is the time of salah. What's interesting to note here is that despite sickness, despite being severely intense ill, that when salah time had come in, then immediately it was mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is the time of salah. Such importance they gave to salah, that despite sickness, it doesn't matter, the time of salah had come in, so it was told to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is salah. If Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, in his illness also, in his last illness, it was mentioned to him that, oh Umar radiallahu anhu, it is the time for salah. And then he mentioned that, la imana la deena liman la salata lah. There is no deen for a person who doesn't have salat. So the salat is such a thing that even if a person is very, very sick, then the salah should be given that priority, that importance. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told about salah. فَقَالَ مُرُوا أَبَا بَكْرٍ فَلْيُصَلِّ بِالنَّاسِ. He said that, command and tell Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu that he should lead the people in prayer, he should lead the people in salah. فَقَالَتْ عَائِشَةُ رَضِيَاللَّهُ عَنْهَا. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha responded, إِنَّ أَبَا بَكْرٍ رَجُلٌ رَقِيقٌ. She mentioned that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is a very soft person. إِذَا قَرَأَ الْقُرْآنَ غَلَبَهُ الْبُكَاءُ. That when he reads Quran, then immediately he is overtaken by crying. He starts crying excessively. فَقَالَ مُرُوا فَلْيُصَلِّ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam again said that command him that he should lead the ummah in salah. Ulama explained from this that this was an indication from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam that after him, who should be the khalifa? Who should lead the ummah and who should take charge? The fact that he had appointed Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to perform the salah. And we mentioned yesterday that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu tell the people when the discussion came about who should be the khalifa. He said, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam felt him fit to be your people's imam for deen. Why should we not feel him fit to be our imam as far as the dunya is concerned? وفي رواية عن عائشة, another riwayat has عائشة رضي الله عنها says, قالت قلت إن أبا بكر إذا قام مقامك لم يسمع الناس من البكاء. She told Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم that if he has to take your place, in other words, if he has to stand in front and lead the people, لم يسمع الناس, people won't be able to hear him. Why? Because of his excessive crying. So that shows how much he used to cry, that his qiraat also sometimes couldn't be heard, amount he would cry when he would read Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us that quality. We read so much of Quran, we read the ayats of Jahannam, we read the ayat of Hashr, standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about maut, but it doesn't really create any type of cry in us. But sahaba, automatically they would cry when they would read this, because this was like a reality for them. Today's hadith, an Ibrahim bin Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, anna Abdul Rahman ibn Auf utiya bi ta'amin wa kana sa'iman. Hazrat Ibrahim, the son of Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, he is mentioning with regards to his father. He said, my father Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, once food was brought to him whilst he was fasting. So some food was brought to him and he was fasting. فَقَالَ قُتِلَ مُصْعَبُ بْنُ عَمَيْرٍ وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّنِّي. And then when the food was brought, normally when a person is fasting and now food is brought at the time of iftar, person gets very happy. It's a time a person should enjoy. But this was the level of taqwa that the sahaba had, that food was brought towards him, and at this time his mind went to Hazrat Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu, wa huwa khayrun minni. And he said to himself that Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu was much better than me. But he didn't have this luxury of having food coming to him at the time of iftar. He remembered this great sahabi who's buried at the site of Uhud. When a person goes to the battlefield of Uhud, generally when a person goes to Madinah Sharif, he goes there for ziyarat. Some great, great sahaba buried there, 70 sahaba who had become shaheed in the battle of Uhud are buried there. From amongst the great sahaba is Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu, and another giant of his sahabi is Hazrat Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu. He was such a wealthy sahabi when he was young, before he accepted Islam, that when the perfume sellers would come, the first stop they would make would be at the home of Hazrat Mus'ab ibn Umair. The perfume was something that was a luxury item. Only the wealthy could afford that expensive perfume. But they knew that this was the first home they're going to stop, because this youngster is the one that used the most expensive perfume. And when he would walk through the streets and the gullies, anybody had to walk in that street some time after that, they would know that Hazrat Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu passed here because of the smell of perfume that they would get. So such a wealthy, such a affluent when he was before Islam, But when he accepted Islam, he lost everything. So his mind, Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, his mind went to this great Sahabi. And he said, وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ مِنِّي, he was better than me. فَلَمْ يُوجَدْ لَهُ مَا يُكَفَّنُ فِيهِ إِلَّا بُرْدَةٌ إِنْ غُطِّيَ بِهَا رَأْسُهُ بَدَتْ رِجْلَاهُ. And what was his condition? That a kafan couldn't be found to bury him. There was no kafan to be found except one piece of cloth. إِنْ غُطِّيَ بِهَا رَأْسُهُ, that when this piece of cloth was covering his body, his janazah, then his feet was becoming exposed. And when it was taken towards the feet, then the head was becoming exposed. In other words, this cloth wasn't long enough to cover the body of Hazrat Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu anhu, that youngster who had so much of wealth before Islam. So his mind went to him. ثُمَّ بُسِطَ لَنَا مِنَ الدُّنْيَا مَا بُسِطَ. Then he says, the dunya had opened up towards us. The dunya had opened up for us, and we started getting the luxuries of this world. وَقَالَ أُعْطِينَا مِنَ الدُّنْيَا مَا أُعْطِينَا. We have been favored as far as the dunya is concerned. قَدْ خَشِينَا أَن تَكُونَ حَسَنَاتُنَا عُجِّلَتْ لَنَا. And then he said that he feared that the dunya and the rewards that he's getting in the dunya are actually the rewards for whatever good actions they did. He was fearing that now all this is coming to us, this is actually the rewards, maybe there'll be nothing left for us in akhirat. So this was Saba, who began to cry and he was wailing. ثُمَّ جَعَلَ يَبْكِي حَتَّى تَرَكَ الطَّعَامِ. And it comes here that he carried on crying to such an extent that he even left the food. He couldn't eat the food. So much of his crying he was, thinking about the times and the difficulties that other Sahaba experience and what we are experiencing. So this is the quality of khashyat. When a person has khashyat, then small things, things like food coming to a person, a thing like a person seeing things that remind him of akhirat, he'll just see a janazah going past, or he'll just hear some ayat of Quran, or he'll just hear of news of somebody passing away, and this automatically will trigger some type of cry in him, that this reminds him of his time and his abode that he is going to and he is moving towards to, and that marhala of akhirah which he is running towards. So this small things remind him and the person starts crying. So this is the quality of khashyat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all this khashyat. So this is the quality that we should try and inculcate, especially in this month of Ramadan. So this is one of the reasons that a person keeps roza, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put all these other things in the month of Ramadan so that we also can get this level of khashyat. Allah Ba'a give us all tawfiq. As we know, today is Friday. We should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try and read Surah Kahf and try and come early for the Jummah Salah. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.